San Francisco's own Vince Guaraldi here on Butte Views. Of course, Lucy and Linus, and Butte Views is made possible by your generous contributions and also by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. And also by Drunken Dumpling in Chico. First created as a food cart, Drunken Dumpling is now a dine-in restaurant serving locally sourced, fresh, handmade Asian fusion comfort food at 1414 Park Avenue, Suite 120, just behind Nobby's. Open 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. Details on Facebook, Instagram, and at DrunkenDumplingChico.com. Drunken Dumpling, where they live food, flavor, and our community. Yes, sirree. And we want to thank all of our supporters and underwriters up and down the line for another great year here at KZFR. Everyone that contributes during our fundraisers and partakes in our events or purchases something at our website. Or it goes to our underwriters and, of course, our business underwriters that help keep it going. I like to look at it like a three-legged stool, and we need all three to stand. And we're going to go on 32 years strong, so hats off to everybody for that. All righty, let's have one more song, and we'll get into some interviews here. This is one I've inherited for the holiday season, Cold Duck Time. right. Cold Duck Time, performed by Pancho Sanchez and his band on a Concord Jazz release. That tune was originally done. It's an Eddie Harris tune recorded at Montrose Music Festival, 1969, available on the Atlantic label with, of course, Les McCann sitting in that concert as well, called Swiss Movement. Great album if you haven't picked it up. If you're one of those jazz-type people, you know who you are. It's a fun one. Alrighty, let's launch into our first interview. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Ray. It is Butte Views and Beyond here on the Mighty Zephyr. I would like to welcome a new guest to Butte Views and Beyond, Aaron Lackey, who owns Aaron Lackey Photography. And we met a couple of weeks ago, and in our conversations, you had mentioned to me about something I'd never heard of, which is the Pooch Playoffs.
Yes.
Which is a rescue animals and shelter and raising money for those organizations that support that. So welcome to Butte Views and Beyond. Tell me all about this.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. Yes. So I am a local boutique photographer located in Oroville, and I specialize in like large wall art pieces and heirloom albums. And last year, or well, actually this year, earlier this year, I did something for National Pet Day, and it really took off. We partnered with a local animal shelter. And so this next year, we're going to do it again, but we're putting a different spin on it. So yes, like as you said, we're calling it Pooch Playoffs. I found out about this from other like my photography mentors that were, I'm in a group with them. And so it's actually a national, it's nationwide. And so all of these photographers will be doing this Pooch Playoffs come, you know, January, February. The playoffs will be in March. So it's essentially, it's like a bracket style competition. It coincides with March Madness, the NCAA championship. It's pretty, it's neat. So everyone will get a chance to like vote for their favorite dog. You know, you get to advertise your pup every week, and you kind of like get everyone to vote for them, and there'll be prizes and all kinds of stuff. So it's going to be super fun.
Oh, that sounds really exciting. And that, you know, I'm trying to remember if I had seen some ads for this, you know, kind of around the tournament last year. And I kind of remember too. So this is really a national campaign. And
yes, it is within my photographer community. So, right. So we find a local organization. And so my organization this year will be the Northwest SPCA here in Oroville. Okay. There'll be a session fee. And so participants, anyone who wants to participate, you don't have to have a shelter dog. You can have your own pet. Like, so it doesn't have to be a shelter dog. So if you have a dog, sign them up. There'll be an entry fee. You're going to get like a special gift from me. It's like a cool little metal print, and then a goodie bag that's going to be filled with local business swag, I guess.
So, yeah. Along the pet lines.
Yes. And so we're going to do the sessions in January and February. So by the end of February, we're going to have all those sessions done. And then so that we can get ready and get the brackets ready for March. It's going to be super fun.
Oh, so that's great. So the people that enter, they are actually going to get a session with a professional portrait photographer to photograph their four-legged friend.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. That's yeah. Awesome. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. And it's kind of a limited thing, right? There's only, you only have like so many spots open.
Yes, we're so there's 16 spots available. We can open it up for more depending on how many sign up, but we're really aiming for 16 so that we have a substantial gift to donate. Sure. To the shelter. So
sure, the Sweet 16, just like the tournament. Yeah. Well, that's really fun. And and it's great. It's going to a great cause. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, it's always a thing, and supporting these dogs that aren't quite as fortunate as others, but hopefully will be when they get adopted by a good loving family.
Yes.
And take it in and get the attention they need.
Now, did you just stumble on this, or how did you get involved?
I'm part of a local, or not a local. It's our, I network with other photographers. Boutique photographers is what we call ourselves. And we're the ones, we specialize in the wall art and the albums. And we really mm-hmm. focus on the experience, from the beginning to the end of your portrait, you know, experience. And so, so we've all kind of got together and we do this nationally. And so we're going to be using the hashtag Pooch Playoff. So if you want to see other photographers in other states that are doing the same thing, you can click on the hashtag and see who else is doing it. What's really cool too, and they did this last year. I wasn't involved with it last year, but they, after whoever won for their local county or their city, then they all put those dogs together and competed nationally for a grand prize. So wow. There is a little bit incentive. I would love to see Butte County be at the top of that list.
Yeah, that's fun. And it's a countywide thing. So it doesn't matter if you're in Chico, if you're in Gridley, if you're in Paradise, if you're in Megalia, yes. any of the yes. outlining areas, you want to yeah. compete. So how do people get a hold of you? How do we move forward here?
Oh, yes. So if you are wanting to participate, if you have a dog or dogs, multiple, and you want to participate, you can reach out to me on my website. It's just erinlackey.com, L-A-C-K-E-Y. And Erin's E-R-I-N. or you can email me. It's hello@erinlackey.com. If you wanted to head to the website, there's a landing page there. It's erinlackey.com/PoochPlayoffs. That's POOCH playoffs. PLA. Yeah. Y. OFFS.
I do that to myself all the time.
Yes. And then we can start getting you scheduled for those sessions, and we can find out more. If you're a business and you want to participate and donate to the swag, we're going to need people to donate to the swag bags. You'll get your logo on the landing page that's going to be visited by, you know, countless people, because they're going to be going and voting for these dogs. I would really love to reach out to you or contact you and have you participate in the bags. We also need like 4 prizes for the winners. So I'm looking, you know, if you're a coffee shop and you serve puppuccinos, like that would be awesome. If you're a pet trainer, if you're, you know, any sort of pet friendly business that wants to get out there, I would love to talk to you.
Sure. Not specifically just pet food suppliers and those things, but yeah, pet friendly yeah. business or a animal lover or something like that. That'd be yes. a connection.
Someone who has a heart for the cause.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's really fun. I love the fact that it kind of coincides with March Madness. That kind of throws that in there as well. And it sounds like a fun event. And I'm just imagining like the bracket with all these cute dog pictures or funny dog yes. pictures or action shots, whatever. However it turns out, you know, I don't know if people will dress their pets up, but I know yes. people love doing that stuff. Of course, you see it's all over Facebook and that kind of thing.
Yep. I mean, we've had dogs with, you know, jerseys, you know, if they have like a basketball, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
super fun.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right up the, that's right in our swing zone here at KZFR. We are definitely a pet-friendly station, and our office is also pet-friendly.
I love it.
Now, is there a Facebook page or anything like that that you guys are developing, or is that just go to your photography one?
Just to the photography page for now. Yes, or you know, Instagram. You can, if you just head to my website, there everything should be there. The landing page is hidden currently, so you'll have to do the slash Pooch Playoffs to find it.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we're getting everything in the works. It's still in the early stages, you know, still December, and so we're getting everything all set up for mid-January is when we're starting these sessions. But
all right, that sounds great. Well, let's give that. The email I like is hello@erinlackey.com, which
yes.
I just love that. I think it's very clever. And it's erinlackey.com.
Yes. Yep.
And then, of course, your website is Erin Lackey Photography. you want to throw a phone number out there for people that are off the grid, so to speak?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's my number. You can reach me is 530-370-3597.
3597. Yeah. Okay, so it's 370-3597. Of course, in the 530, in the mighty 530.
Yes.
So that's really fun. I'm really anxious to see the development of this, and I'm sure you'll keep me informed on it. I can't wait to see some of the things happening. And again, if businesses are interested, this is a fun way. It's not like, you know, there's only 16 entries, so it's not, you know, a huge commitment. And sometimes the smallest things make the biggest effect. You know, even if it's just a small gift card or something that could go out and get your business some customers in the door and some notoriety, and of course share the love for the greater pet families, and especially for the shelter pets.
Yes, yes, I love it.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for taking time, and we're happy to have you here on Butte Views and Beyond. And let's check in like in February and see how it's going.
Okay. Oh, that would be great. Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. Take care now. Bye bye.
Bye.
So, was something going on? The pet playoffs. That's right. You're listening to Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll play another Christmassy tune in the jazz. In the jazz genre here, a little something from Crescent City Christmas Card, Wynton Marsalis. You hate that, man. I gotta learn that lesson. There we go.
traps on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Of course, Tony Bennett, favorite things. Alrighty, if you're looking for something to do on this New Year's Eve, you know KZFR has got a suggestion for you.
Come ring in the new year of 2022 at the Chico Women's Club, where they'll be featuring three bands, The Roses, Blue Egyptian, and Dead Awake. This will be a partial benefit for KZFR, openers being The Roses, a six-piece a cappella group made up of some of Chico's finest female voices. Their influences range from Rising Appalachia, Bonnie Raitt, to Tom Petty. Blue Egyptian will be doing something very special for this show. They're putting together a Napoleon Dynamite Pulp Fiction mashup set for all of us, and they'll have a few musical guests joining them. Dead Awake will be doing two monster sets of Grateful Dead music to take us into the midnight hour and welcome 2022. It'll be a celebration for Don Scott and Glenn Tucker, whom will be enjoying birthdays, so it's going to be one big party. KZFR is running the bar. Come celebrate the new year with us at the Chico Women's Club, New Year's Eve. For more information and a link to buy tickets, go to kzfr.org.
And of course, all proper protocols will be followed. Thank you very much for that. Kind of fun today. We had a little break in the weather up here in the northern Sacramento Valley, up here in the Ishii Nation. It's going to be an active weather weekend, so if you're traveling, keep that in mind. If you're going to the hills, bring the chains, bring a sleeping bag, you know, bring all that stuff, bring a shovel. So a couple, back in my day, we used to carry rock salt in the trunk of the car. You know, they used to put that on the sidewalks on the East Coast. to help melt the snow, and they used to put it on the roadways. Unfortunately, it would rust the cars away. So that's one of the reasons you don't see a lot of older cars on the East Coast. I think they've gotten away from that practice, but yeah, back in the day. So anyway, be careful out there if you're traveling, and whatever way you choose to do whatever, man, here's to you. And if you're seeing friends and family, if you're chilling out, if you're just going to sleep it out, whatever it works, take KCFR with you and know that we are with you wherever you are. And it's all about community. It's all about kindness and love and sharing. So that's what it's all about. And we like to take that every day in all of our activities. You know, it gets tough out there. And trust me, nobody knows like me. But we all fight the good fight and keep it rolling. So, all right, let's do our... let's do one more quick song, just because I love Paul Desmond, and Green Sleeves is kind of a one of those, you know, I never really knew it was a Christmas song until later on in life, but it was always a fun tune, and for some reason one my brother really liked, so that's kind of how I'm familiar with it.
I would like to welcome Jackie Glazer, who is the Director of Marketing from the Work Training Center. Welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Thank you, Ray.
Hey, we really appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. So let's see, we met last week, and you know, it's funny because I had heard about you. We work a lot with the Arc of Butte County. Megan Gaddis has been on the program a number of times, and she had mentioned you to me a few months ago, and it was great to meet you. And I thought, I have to bring you on the show and bring us up to date on the Work Training Center. I know a lot of people think it was just a recycling center, but you guys have a huge footprint and a very, very long-term commitment into the community.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. We've been in Butte County since 1949, so we've been here for quite a long time, and we have just moved, actually. So I know some people may have thought that we were gone, but we moved. So our administrative buildings are now on... I messed up.
That's all right. We'll keep going. You were on Park Avenue there for a while.
Yes, we were on Fair Street for as long as I can remember, and we had the recycling center, which I know a lot of people are very, very familiar with, and right next to it, we had our lovely nursery, and that also housed our transportation department and our janitorial department and our landscaping department. And across the street, we had our administrative buildings. Well, this year, we had an amazing opportunity to sell our property to the Jesus Center. And we actually moved to two separate locations. So all of our commercial services, which include Fair Street Janitorial, so that is for any commercial cleaning needs you may have. And we have Fair Street Landscaping for any landscape maintenance or cleanup you may need at your homes. And we have Fair Street Nursery that carries a wide variety of beautiful indoor and outdoor plants. And that is all located now at 2234 Park Avenue. Oh. And if you haven't been to the nursery, I highly suggest it. It's bigger than ever, and it is absolutely stunning.
Oh, nice, nice. So that so a little relocation over the park. Yeah, and that's a nice area too, right there, kind of by Printed Image, 22nd up that way.
Yep, right past 22nd.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great. And the nursery is kind of like one of your new gems of the program.
It sure is. We have really put a lot of energy into reinvigorating it and re-energizing it to be bigger and better than it ever has. We now have a little indoor plant section that is just darling. And we have two very, very knowledgeable and just great people that are running the nursery, Angie and Lauren. So they can tell you pretty much anything you need to know about plants, anything that you need to know soil wise, how to care for your plant. If you're new to plants, they can tell you the easiest plant that you can buy. And that's how I got started, was with the help of Lauren and Angie. And now my whole home looks like a jungle.
Yeah, I know. Well, with this cold weather this morning, it was, I looked outside. I thought, oh, I think that was like the limit.
Yep. Everything's got a nice little frost on it.
Yeah. Well, and the Work Training Center, I mean, let's tell people a little bit about kind of your mission and what you guys do, because I'm not sure if people really understand that. And again, it's a big organization.
We are, and we have two sides. I don't know if everyone knows that. So we have I like to call it our people side. And we serve adults who have developmental disabilities. And we have services that range from adult day programs to independent living skills, where maybe one of our staff goes out and assists somebody with doctor's appointments, grocery shopping, stuff like that. And we also have our commercial side, which I already touched on. And the commercial side was created to lessen the need for the government funding on our people side. Hmm. So our people side services are government funded. So we're kind of locked into that. So we created the commercial sides to offset that need for that funding, so we could give the best possible services that we can.
Nice. And that's, again, it's such a broad stroke, you know, that you guys serve. And now the recycling center, has that gone away?
That has now closed. I believe it closed this year, unfortunately. But I'm hoping that something will be in the works soon.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Well, and I think that whole model is shifting as you see a number of places close. And I know that, you know, the whole recycling industry it's so necessary, but it's kind of tedious on how much China will accept or something crazy like that, you know?
Yeah, and that's what really hurt us was the change in the recycling industry.
Yeah, and I think it hit.
Unfortunately, we understand that it's so needed in this community, but unfortunately for us, it was just too hard with the changes that were made.
Yeah, and I think that's true across the industry. And mm-hmm. I mean, you know, not to go too far off off the subject, but it's something that needs to be addressed as a nation. We just need to not sell our recycling to another country. That's
absolutely
way around the world. We just need to take it here, recycle it, and reprocess it right here, and reuse it amongst ourselves.
Absolutely,
it's our stuff. Let's reuse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly.
All right, there you go. That's my that was my spiel for the
recycling spiel. I think we all need to hear it, though.
You obviously have community members that get involved, people that come and do retail with you, retail purchases and that. Mm-hmm. And then for people that are using your services, do they usually contact you? Is it hooked up through a different agency? How does that work?
So for our people side services, our clients have to be referred from Far Northern Regional Center and be 18 and over. But for any of our commercial side services, if you would like a free quote for janitorial or landscaping, all our contact info is on our website at WTCinc.org, and you can request a quote from our sales department or request for a quote through our sales department.
Oh, great. Okay. So it's just as needed services. I imagine you can schedule regular and things like that.
Absolutely, yeah. And our janitorial services are only commercial based, but our landscaping are both. So if you have a business that you want landscaped, maintenance, or cleanup, we can do that. Or if it's your private residence, we can do that as well.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And the nursery is equipped from anything from your houseplant enthusiast to a backyard gardener to somebody maybe who wants to landscape their own house. So we have a wide variety of plants at the nursery as well.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to have to swing by and check it out.
Oh.
When did the move happen? How long ago?
We moved at the beginning of the pandemic.
Perfect timing.
It was perfect timing. So we've gotten a lot of calls asking if we shut down. But we were pretty silent during that time because we were all very, very busy, but we haven't gone anywhere. We just relocated. And our administrative building, I don't know if I mentioned it, is in North Chico in Philadelphia Square now.
Oh, right. Okay. No, I'm one of those people that drove up Fair Street and be like, wait a minute, where did that go?
Yeah, it happened very, very quickly. And the Jesus Center has just beautified our old building. So if you haven't seen the new Jesus Center building, I highly suggest that as well. It's just gorgeous.
Oh yeah, great. I'll have to do that. Well, I know that, you know, in the past I was involved in a lot of events in Butte County, and we used to work training services many times, and it was I got to know a lot of people over there, a great organization. I've been to your transportation hub down in Oroville, and
yep.
I got to them one time, and it's a great organization, and you guys do fantastic work that's, you know, so needed in our community, so like so many other nonprofits that are just essential to the health of Butte County and keeping people happy and keeping the things moving.
Yes, thank you so much, Ray. We have, over this last year, really re-energized and reinvigorated our model and be on the lookout, because we're coming back bigger and better than ever, our services and our commercial services as well.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us. And if people need information, let's give them your website again.
It's WTCinc.org. And that has all our information on it. And you can contact us as well if you have any questions that I did not answer here.
So basically, Work Training Center, Inc., the initials, yep. .org.
That's it.
Well, Jackie, it's a pleasure to spend some more time with you and hang out. And again, I hope to let's check in again and find out, you know, as things come around, contact me and we'll help get the word out for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ray.
All righty. Have a wonderful holiday. And thanks for being on Butte Views and Beyond.
You as well. Happy holidays.
Duke Ellington, his version of Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies called Sugar Rum Cherry. Alrighty, thanks for tuning in. I got a couple more tunes for you. Let's thank our underwriters, and I want to thank our guests for taking time on this busy week. Had a couple more planned, but had some unexpected delays and things like that, so that's all good. It's all good in the hood. We'd like to keep it open. And again, show some kindness, show some love, show some patience, and enjoy yourselves. Take a deep breath. We're getting through. We're all good. Take care of yourselves. You know, get some exercise. Stay in shape. Put that cookie back. All right, I'll stop. But, yeah, honor thyself. That's what it's all about. All righty. We want to thank Lampy Construction, DA Lampy Construction, a proud supporter of KZFR and Community Radio, Northern California. More information, visit DA Lampy, LAMPE, construction.com. Peanut butter and jelly time. Coming up next, a couple more tunes. We got some Jimmy Smith, and then we're going to go out with a little Vince Guaraldi for another classic here. And again, thank you for tuning in. Be safe. And yeah, you know, keep your chin up. Smile at those. Pass the smiles around. And do what you can for those that need it.
Tick-tack-toe, 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 you got it. jelly.